What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally.
When Netanyahu demanded that the protests against Israel be stopped, the U.S. government complied, because our members of Congress have all been bought and paid for with tax dollars given to the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, known as AIPAC. AIPAC openly brags about this on their official website because they don't have to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires agents of foreign principals to register and provide transparency. Beginning in 1962, they were known as the American Zionist Council, and President John F. Kennedy was ordering them to register as a foreign agent. Along with members of the U.S. government, the Zionists fought against this. In October of 1963, forms were prepared for them to register, but the next month, JFK was assassinated, and Israel has never been asked to register since. 4 years later, Israel attacked the USS Liberty, murdering dozens of Americans and injuring over 100. The U.S. government helped them cover it up as an accident. On the day of 9/11, five Israelis, who were seen photographing the collapse of the Twin Towers and celebrating, were arrested and detained for several weeks. In documents later released by FOIA requests, the FBI redacted their faces in pictures where they were posing in front of the burning towers and described them as being happy and jovial. One of them stated, "Israel now has hope that the world will understand us." The end of the declassified document asks if they had foreknowledge of the event and were there to film it, and the answer was redacted. As soon as they were released, they returned to Israel and went on television, where they confirmed that the answer was yes.
"The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event."
The dancing Israelis had fake student IDs, and several accounts of suspicious Israeli art students were reported to be infiltrating government buildings. Over 100 of these Israeli art students were arrested. Fox News reported that these art students served in military intelligence and explosive ordnance units.
"The majority of those questioned, quote, stated they served in military intelligence, electronic surveillance intercept, and/or explosive ordnance units."
In March of 2000, several of these Mossad art students were living in the World Trade Center as part of the World View's Artist in Residence program. They occupied floors 90 and 91, where walls were unfinished and structural beams were exposed. A member of this group of artists, Hanan Sarfati, was arrested by the DEA as part of the Israeli spy ring. But the identities of an additional 14 Israelis who were with him have never been released to the public. These Israeli artists were sharing the space with a group of Austrian artists known as Gelatin, who were working on a project called the Bee Thing that involved removing windows on the 91st floor of the North Tower. A small balcony was constructed for people to stand on while photographs were taken by a helicopter. Another group called E-Team managed the helicopter with the designation number N666LH. This helicopter was to be in an art exhibit memorializing this project, scheduled for September 11th, 2001. In March of 2001, E-Team had an art project called 127 Windows. Officially, they were going to write their name on the exterior of the tower. They had an artist's rendering of what the project was supposed to look like, but it never appears to have happened. And on 9/11, American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the exact spot where they were supposedly preparing to do this. In 2001, Gelatin published a book on the project and described it as conspiratorial work. It includes a drawing of someone falling headfirst from the 91st floor with the words, "300 meters of pure pleasure." Gelatin was originally spelled the same as the explosive, but was officially changed in 2005. And the 9/11 Commission report does not mention Gelatin, E-Team, or any of the Israeli Mossad art students. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.